We continue from Charlotte, the ACC meetings. Rick Ballew and Joe Collett right here on your home of the Jaguars. Let's bring in Florida State quarterback DeAndre Francois. Good to see you, young man. How are you?
Nice to see you, too. I'm doing well.
Man, how's the day going for you?
It's going good, but long. A little long, but good.
It's a long answer and all the same questions, I bet.
Right.
We're going to mix it up. We're going to give you some you haven't heard yet.
All right, let's see.
No, for starters, left tackle. Who's going to be your left tackle?
I'm not sure. You got a lot of good guys that's been working hard this offseason. So, you know, whatever Coach Trickett does, I can probably see it would be the right decision.
The reason why I ask you that is that you were hit so much a year ago. I mean, 36 sacks. That's got to change for you in 2017.
Yeah, man, yeah. Just working on things, working my protections, you know, working on my blitz pickups and anything that can help, you know, the O-line or help receivers get open earlier so I can get the ball off faster. Just, you know, little things that can help limit the hits.
Talking with DeAndre Francois, quarterback for the Florida State Seminoles. Like, when you make that clear decision during the offseason, I have got to take less hits, and you mentioned the protection. Any of it on you, just holding the ball too long? Did the game slow down this time around, you think, to where you won't be holding it too long?
Yeah, it's all of that in one. It's certain plays. Sometimes I hold it too long. Sometimes the receiver takes too long to come out his break. Sometimes it's just a missed block by the O-line. It's all of us. As an offense as a whole, I'm not just going to put it on one person.
How about targets? I mean, Auden and Nooney are there, but you're down overall in numbers, waiting on some younger guys. How did things go in the spring and so far this summer with your wideouts?
Things went well. You know, we had a lot of injuries at the receiver position, but, you know, guys are getting back healthy. We went in the summer with, you know, a lot of guys banged up, but now those guys are getting back healthy, and we're getting Keith Gavin, DJ Matthews, a lot of the young guys who are coming in eager to learn, you know, teaching them the Florida State way. And those guys hopefully can help us on offense this season.
What about Campbell health-wise? Is he back, or if not, when do you expect George to be around?
I'm not sure. I've seen him working out. He's running routes. He looks great. So it's just whatever the trainer decides.
What do you think of the running back stable? It's pretty good. Who do you think can flash and have a really good year?
Every last one of the running backs on the depth chart, we have a handful, and they all are good. And I feel like Coach Fisher and Coach Sanders did a great job of recruiting. And right now, whoever is the starting running back surely will be good because all of them are good, and it's a lot of competition.
What changes for you this year? I mean, how much more can you do? Is it, you know, does the offense in Jimbo's playbook, does it expand that much more for you as a sophomore, as a freshman, or do you feel like you did it all a year ago and you just enhanced that this year?
Yeah, I feel like just polishing up my game in every aspect, and physically, mentally, emotionally, making better decision making, making better decisions, having better accuracy. Those two things, you know, if I can improve on those tremendously, I feel like I'll just become a better player naturally.
Talking with DeAndre Francois, quarterback for the Florida State Seminoles. When you go back and you think of some of the games, DeAndre, you know, a lot of Seminole fans coming into the season just kind of holding their breath, and then pretty soon they go, holy smokes, we got another Jameis Winston on our hands. Did you start to feel that way, like you took control of this offense?
Yeah, I feel like I took control. As the year went on, it got better and better. I felt more and more confident. The game slowed down, you know, by midway season, and I started seeing things, you know, faster, and started getting the ball out faster, started feeling better.
You know, a year ago at this time, you were in a quarterback battle. Now here you are, clearly the leader of this offense. How does that work for you as such a young man to see how things have changed so dramatically in a year?
This is hard work, determination, preparation, it all goes into it. Last year, I'm same person, the same work ethic, just a different situation. Now I got to just work even harder because I've had a little taste of success and I know what it takes. So now I'm just working hard and trusting the process.
You know, it's about a title in Tallahassee, and Clemson's got it, and you got Bama in 49 days. But what's it like with the guys, you know, separating that game and the entire season, trying to put everything into perspective as far as getting Florida State back to a national title?
Everybody's excited. You know, everybody knows that we've been so close. We want to get back to the culture that we had in 2013 team. But at the same time, we want to build our own culture. Me and Darren being the leaders of this team, we want to, you know, harp on the toughness, effort, discipline, and pride that, you know, Jimbo wants us to stand by. And, you know, the young guys that are coming in and that have been here are really understanding what it takes. And last season, you know, the bumps that we went over that we went through, I'm happy for those because now we understand what it takes and we understand what we have to do.
FSU quarterback DeAndre Francois with his ACC kickoff on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. How big do you think that game will be for the fans, Alabama and Florida State?
I think it'll be huge, man. People have been waiting for us to play for a long time. I heard the game sold out, and that's good. You know, you just gotta come prepared, ready to play.
You got a lot of folks. I mentioned Jalen. You know, I work with the Jags as well, so I see Jalen and Telvin and all them, and they're still following you guys on Saturday. So, the Jags are pumped up for that game. We're actually going to be out there on the Thursday night for the final preseason game, Jaguars and Falcons, and some of us are going to stay for that matchup on Saturday night against the Noles. Boy, against Bama, what a game that should be.
Yeah. Come, like I said, man, just turn the TV on, do whatever you have to do, but you might want to see this game.
But collectively, what has been the conversation between players about that game?
Between my teammates?
Yeah.
Come ready to play. Got to work. No room for error right now. You know, it's just only room for improvement. And if you're not working, you know, everybody on the team knows that this is a big game. It's not a walk in the park. So you don't want to be that guy who's not holding up his end of the bargain. You know, we holding everybody accountable, from scout team, special teams, to the starting quarterback, starting safety, anybody. Everybody's held accountable, and we know what we have to do.
All right, DeAndre, we do appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. DeAndre Francois is the starting quarterback for Florida State with Rick Ballew and Joe Coward right here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.